Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Asadhu Shares. I hope you're having a fabulous day out there. I'll just jump right in with the tuning in chant. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me. And it is all around me. And we are all one. So we all have this ancient, divine, infinite wisdom. We do. So anyway, here we go. I got early on to share a poem by a friend on Facebook. Her name is Sharon Lynn Shepherd, and her website is SharonLynnShepherd.com. And it's she has these amazing poems that she shares that are just really, really beautiful, peaceful feeling, comforting. And this one just really spoke to me. I've been talking a lot about being present, and so I thought this was perfect. And she calls it her poetry, A Guide to New Earth Living. So here it is. Do not confuse your emptiness with loss, loneliness, depression, or unworthiness. Honor your emptiness without attempting to fill it with your busyness, your self-importance, other people, more things. For by remaining empty, you allow the infinite flow of source through you as you. Thus, you are eternally full. And again, that's Sharon Lynn Shepherd, SharonLynnShepherd.com. Just amazing. You can also, if you find her on Facebook, it's beautiful poetry. She is a wise, wise woman. So there we go. Okay. So let's see what else is going on. My goodness, it's just been interesting times for my husband and I. We went and took care of his mother and father, who basically, his mother in particular, was very reluctant to have us there. She's a super introvert, but they did need some help. They're 95 and 96. But anyway, there for 3 weeks, just being kind of out of our home environment, being in the Midwest, was extraordinarily exhausting, and we're still kind of recovering. We got home last Thursday, and we've just been kind of dragging ourselves around. And I'm sure many of you out there, you know, can relate, because as we baby boomers are getting older, it means our parents are getting older too. So just, you know, honor yourselves and see what you can find to keep yourself sane, because sometimes that's kind of what it feels like. It's a tough one, you know. I don't even know what the right thing is, you know, and for everyone I think it's different. My husband's parents want to stay living on their own, and they seem to really do pretty amazingly well. They're very sharp mentally, which is nice. They don't get around very well. His dad is still a really decent driver, so that's pretty cool, and that's a real pleasure for him. So it's an interesting thing, because it's like, how do you do it without living in fear? I mean, you know your parents are going to die at some point. It's not that you want them to die or whatever, but there's an element of how much caretaking do you give, you know? When we were there, it was a really interesting balance to figure out how much, time do we need to spend there? How much do we need to do for them? My husband's mother is also, I was telling my husband that she's just like this real pioneer woman, where she basically just kind of has to take care of things and get it all done because the family's going to starve, that kind of feeling, and that she can't count on anyone else to do it. And she could be in a tremendous pain. She has problems and stuff, and she still gets up and is getting things done and taking care of dad. And she's just an amazing, strong, toughest woman. I mean, she only weighs 95 pounds, but she's about the woman I think I've ever met. So anyway, interesting times. We're in this new earth transitioning. We're doing kind of the final healing with ourselves. I know my goal is to just be in a love state all the time. I just keep getting so strongly that, especially with so much craziness and stuff going on in the world and what seems to be a lot of hate, it seems like what's happening to me, and this is the internal guidance I've been getting, is that it raises the love, starts coming more out of many, many, many people, the compassion, the love. And so, yes, I'm sure there are many things that we can do physically. And what I've found, all that I can do right now, just be, in a love state and send the love and surround with love and really focus on that. And of course, it has to start with yourself. You have to be so important to be loving and accepting completely, absolutely, unconditionally of yourself. It doesn't, if you have 20 extra pounds, it doesn't matter. You're perfect exactly as you are right now. It's all perfect. It doesn't matter if you have spots on your skin. It doesn't, just none of that matters. We're all beautiful creations, and the angels want us all to know that they love us all so much, that we are very, very beloved to them beyond our human understanding, they say. And they're showing me that they're in fall and they're beautiful angel wings, and they say that it's, if to try to imagine it, it's as though you have the most comforting, soft, cozy, sweetest blanket enfolding you, perfect temperature, just a lovely, fuzzy, just feeling of pure joy, pure bliss, more, beyond our imagining, beyond our understanding, and that's the angels enfolding us. They have given this to me as a technique also to that we can use for ourselves, certainly. We can use it for other people. And so I have often people or situations or both sometimes enfolded with angels' wings, and it's very healing also and very comforting. So anyway, that's been one of my big revelations this week. I'm such a can-do kind of person. That's my one of my soul types, my main soul. That and a joy child, which is fun, although it gets me in trouble sometimes because I find everything funny and I laugh at everything. But anyway, that's part of my mission, is to the joy, be the joy, bring the joy. But anyway, we've had a challenging situation recently. I told you that, helping Jim's parents, but we're also going to be moving, and we don't know when that's going to happen exactly. We don't know if that's going to happen in January or later. There is a house that looks like it may be a house for us. We're going to be moving to another town. It's been a kind of a challenging situation, and so I found myself, because I don't have control over it, and so I'm really having to let go, completely let go, trust that it's all good, that the home office is taking care of the whole thing. And then what I've done is I've done the chant for miracles, which the angels are saying I should can do that again today on the show, because others will value that. And I've also just enfolded everything and all the people involved in angels' wings, their loving, healing angels' wings. I did yesterday, which felt very good, was I created what I like to call a metta sheet. Metta means loving kindness. And this is that came to me probably a year or so ago that and I have done it for clients and happy to do it for anyone if you're interested. And what I do is I tune in to your vision and yourself. I come up with images and affirmation-ish type things and put it together basically on a Word document, and I email it to people. So I came for this house situation that we've been in where I had there was a big radiating. It's put love on the whole situation. I found angel's wings for enfolding. I got a lightning rod where it, what do they call it? The lightning rod of love that's blasting the whole situation, and because it needs a little blasting, and just that kind of thing. And then I put pictures of the whole the people involved. And then in the background, because in the Word you can do what they call a watermark, which comes up as very kind of this very light, kind of faded kind of picture. I put the picture of the house that I feel very strongly is our house, but there's just some things that need to be kind of sorted out without going into details of it. And it's just taking longer than we expected, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's not in our hands. Anyway, that felt really good to create that. As I was saying, I'm such a can-do. I want to do something, but I realized that really there is nothing I can actually do. I did create the metta sheet. I've been chanting the chant for miracles. I've been enfolding the whole situation, all the people and angels, loving angels' wings, healing. So that help it's helpful to me, but also it keeps me in my joy as opposed to having me be in my worry about the whole thing. So the angels are saying do the chant for miracles now, and we'll see what else. There's about 3 minutes left. So dun dun ram das guru jinasiriya dinasavadiya puri hoe karamata opposite janahare dharia Sikhi ate sangat para brahma kara namasakariya atala ataho tolatu tera antana para bariya jini tu sevia bokara se tu de para utaria laba loba kama krodha maho marakade tu de sa para bariya dana so tera tana hai sach tera pesa kariya Nanak tu lehna tu hai guru amara tu bicharia guru ditatamana sadaria guru ditatamana sadaria Big deep breath. Remember to breathe. I'm always reminding myself to keep breathing. I mean, nice deep breaths. It just feels really fabulous. And I imagine I could see that prana, that energy, that love just swirling throughout my whole body as I take a deep breath. And it feels very powerful and important. So the lady just came on and said we have about a minute, a hair over a minute left. Let's see, angels, do you have something you want to share for the end of this show? So I'll have a couple more shows, I guess, before the end of the year. Is that right? I guess I could look at my calendar, but it's under my pile right now. Still, Tuesdays, Pacific time at 10 a.m. I just hope that you're all having a beautiful holiday season. I don't know, there's something about the holidays that can be really challenging, and so be kind to yourself, let don't feel like you have to do everything. I mean, this can be a crazy, crazy time of year, and so who knows what you need to do for yourself. It's it's really that tuning in and pondering. I mean, there's a lot of pressures from outside. There's a lot of pressures from family, friends, society, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm happy that we're doing kind of a minimal thing this year, hanging out with friends and going over to the beach. So anyway, I hope you have a beautiful and lovely day, and much love to you all. Thank you for joining me.